What's up, my friends? Dr. David Boyd, and this is the Modern Medicine Matters Podcast, episode number 162. Today's topic is this. Let's go for a walk. Sit back and relax, because here we go. So I'm coming to you at the time of this recording on a beautiful, crisp morning in Berlin. Right now I'm standing in a giant square that's been a marketplace for really hundreds of years in front of two iconic buildings, three actually, if I look to my left, three iconic buildings that make up the square. Baroque columns, old marble, statues looking down, copper statues that have greened over the years, a beautiful color. Folks leading tours, which you can kind of hear a little bit in the background as well. There's a kid who's blowing bubbles in the center of the square, and the bubbles are rising, kind of creating like this beautiful glistening rainbow against the otherwise historic areas. There's a guy there who's wheeling in a hose, and it's squeaking. You see, I don't edit this. It's pretty straightforward. So if you listen to this podcast for any period of time, you've noticed that I took about a month off. And I realized I took about a month to create a little bit of space. And it was something because, you know, I enjoy doing this. And I never know exactly, like, you know, how many folks actually pay it attention and so forth. So actually a question very often, like, you know, is it helpful to people? And the amazing thing is when I stopped for a month, I had a bunch of folks reach out and a bunch of folks that I happened to just kind of like run into, like in person, had folks reach out on social media, so forth. It was like, hey, dude, like, what's up? You know, why did you stop the podcast? And it was really great. So thank you. Thank you for listening. I want to give a special shout out to Rachel and Layton. You know, I found out this listening to this podcast is part of your morning routine, and I'm honored to be part of your morning routine. So, Layton, thanks, man. I appreciate it. You really gave me a sense of purpose for doing this, so thank you. So, why am I in Berlin? So here's the deal. Like, I've got a million things going on just like you, right? I've got two little kids. I've got, I'm a busy physician, stressful job, and I'm launching a business that I've always wanted to do. I mean, for years and years and years, I've thought about it. And like here, it's finally at a place where it's like, you know what? No more prep. Let's just do it. After investing hundreds of hours, meeting with a bunch of different specialists, and you know, almost $100,000, finally decided, okay, I'm going to launch this business because I want it to impact people's lives and really make massive positive change for the better. And I'll tell you more about what that is later, but why a vacation now? It's like horrible timing. And it's simply this, because we never get more time. Like, it's just that. Like, for years, I've wanted to come to Germany. I've had a fascination with World War II history for a very long time. After my grandfather had told me about his experiences, you know, when I was a kid. And so, like, I have always wanted to come and always found a reason not to. Like, you know, I'm busy with this, I'm busy with that. And always made up, like, some reason why not to come. Till finally, I ran out of reasons. Till finally, I made the realization, it's like, you know what? Like, it's so often that I say this to folks, that you have to make good use of time. Am I truly making the best use of mine? Ask yourself that question. Where in your life? Where in your life is there something that you really want to do that you haven't? Maybe it's open a business. Maybe it's just spending more time with yourself. Maybe it's spending time with your kids. Maybe it's going on a vacation that you've been putting off for a long time. What happens if you stop saying I can't and start saying I can? A entrepreneur that I know, a guy named Russ Perry. Russ Perry lives in Scottsdale, Arizona. and he started a business called Design Pickle, and it's basically a creative collaborative for companies to come and get all of their digital media and everything done in one spot. And Russ said something to me one time that just really, really stuck out to me. He said, just buy the ticket. And he talks about it, and he talks about it in his book, where he basically just makes a decision, this is where I want to go, without any of the logistics of, like, where am I going to stay, what am I going to do there, blah, blah, blah. Just buys the ticket, like, picks the date, buys the ticket. Because once the ticket is bought, it's, like, solidified. Once the ticket is bought, you've made that commitment. And that's really what it comes down to, is making a commitment. We have a tendency to, in our lives, I think it's part of just being a human being, to kind of shy away from commitment, right? We always want some sort of insurance. I guess that's why insurance policies exist the way that they do, right? That there's always some sort of, hey, it's going to be okay if. And the fact of the matter is, there is no, you make a commitment, you make the commitment. There's no guarantee. That's the word I'm looking for. There's no guarantee that anything will ever work out. However, things can work out way better than you ever thought if you just make that commitment and take a step forward. Go on that walk. See what you find. See what's around the corner. Because you're never going to know unless you commit and go. That's what I got for you today, my friends, here on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast, coming to you live. Well, it won't be live when you listen to it. But I'm alive, and I'm glad you are too. Coming to you from Berlin, and be posting again soon. If you guys don't follow me on social media, please do. Check me out, David Boyd, MD. You can find me there on Instagram, David Boyd on Facebook. Remember, health is wealth, so invest in yourself. Be coming at you again soon on Modern Medicine Matters podcast. Have a great day.